With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. NASA will bring stranded Boeing Starliner astronauts home on SpaceX, but not until the first of the year.
Keep Butch and Sonny aboard the International Space Station and bring the Boeing Starliner home uncrewed is a result of a commitment to safety.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams have been stuck since the beginning of June. Thruster failures and helium leaks in the new capsule marring their trip. NASA's Jim Free.
This has not been an easy decision, but it is absolutely the right one.
NASA says its astronauts knew the risks and that SpaceX Dragon is being refitted to bring them home again in February. While Boeing Starliner attempts a September return to the New Mexico desert unmanned. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says Kamala Harris is no friend of the Jewish state.
It's well known inside Washington that she's a consistent voice of even further efforts to restrain Israel, to force them to surrender, to accept Hamas as a governing authority inside of Gaza.
And he adds Americans who favor a strong USA have a clear choice in November.
All of those voters, and again, they are legion across the country to include in these key swing states, know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are weak. They're not strong. They lack confidence in America. They propose to cut the budget of the military every single year they've been in office, and Kamala Harris would do even worse.
The Arkansas Republican senator making his comments this week on the Salem Radio Network. Russia and Ukraine today have exchanged more than 100 prisoners of war as Kyiv marked its third Independence Day since Moscow's invasion. This is SRN News. Well, a new report is out on anti-Semitism.
It reveals that the majority of attacks on Jews these days are being carried out by people on the left, not the right. The Global Anti-Semitism Report says 58% of anti-Semitic attacks are done by leftists, 22% by radical Muslims, and 9% by people on the right. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise around the world for years, but it surged dramatically last year when Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October, sparking the ongoing war in Gaza. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack, where many Christians' homes were destroyed, also churches burned as well. This is SRN News. In Tennessee, the Justice Department launching a probe into a private prison. John Scott explains.
Officials say violence and sexual abuse has gone unaddressed for years. The probe announced of the Trousdale Turner Correctional Center, the largest prison in the state. They say recent incidents include 5 stabbings within a 3-week period in early 2024. Prosecutors say that although Brentwood, Tennessee-based Core Civic owns and operates the prison, it is the state of Tennessee that is ultimately responsible for ensuring prisoners' rights are not violated there. John Scott reported.
South Carolina setting a September 20th date for the state's first execution in 13 years. Freddie Eugene Owens will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or by a firing squad. More details at SRNnews.com.